But my guest is here now, Sean Baker. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Lee.
Nice to talk to you. You're holding there in your hand an anthology of creative writing called Crisp. That is hot off the press, I understand.
It's we took delivery of it just a week ago, so it's very, very hot.
So it's lovely to open these books. When you've been working on something like that and you see it in print, it looks very different, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, it's one thing to see the pages on the screen when you're typesetting them, and also to see the covers as a PDF on the screen, but then to actually see the physical product all sort of nicely bound and printed and looking absolutely fresh and crisp.
It looks lovely. Well, crisp, yes. This is a follow-up to the previous anthology of creative writing, which was called Mint.
That's correct.
Are you working your way through foodstuffs for titles? Why crisp?
Yeah, that's. I have no idea why there's a coincidence there, but we were just looking for, again, something short and sharp, and what we felt was reflective of the content of the pieces that were in there. And crisp just suddenly sort of was suggested, and everybody said, yeah, we all like that. So that's what we went with. There were so many arguments last year over the title that as soon as we landed on one this year that everybody liked, that was end of discussion.
End of discussion, yes, move on. Well, what is in there then?
What it is a collection of creative writing from students past and present at Anglia Ruskin University. So it includes current undergraduates as well as recent graduates, and it's a mixture of flash fiction, which is fiction up to about 500 words, short stories up to about 2,500, and poems. Some of the pieces in there are actually by already published writers. So there's a poet in there, a local poet called Elizabeth Sennett Clough, whose first collection has just been published. So it's partly for to provide first experience in print for new writers, and obviously also just to give a little leg up, extra leg up to people that are already published.
And it sounds a nice mixture, and it is important, isn't it, for aspiring writers to see their work in print?
Yeah, I mean, one of the impetuses last year, because last year's was the first one, so we've been sort of working on the project for about 18 months now, and one of the impetuses was the fact that as a writer, it's incredibly difficult to get published, particularly in book form. I mean, there are short story competitions all over the place, and magazines that publish short stories, but even there, the competition is huge. And this is obviously taking your source material from a much smaller pool, but nonetheless, it's still quite competitive. I mean, we had about 80 submissions, I think, and we've whittled it down to 27. So it's still quite a tough thing to pick what goes in it. And as we've discovered, just amongst the five or six of us that have been working on this and editing it and selecting the stories, there are huge differences of opinion between the stuff that's gone in and the stuff that hasn't gone in. So we have some fairly stringent arguments from time to time about it.
And there is a creative writing MA at Anglia Ruskin University, but is this students just from that MA, or is it students across the board?
No, it's, as I said, it's BAs as well, because they do a creative writing BA at Anglia Ruskin, and obviously you can do joint honours as well, I think, with, say, screenwriting or drama writing and things like that. And but quite a few of the writers in this did the Masters in creative writing at Anglia Ruskin. And they're also, I'm not sure about this year, but certainly last year there were one or two writers that hadn't actually done any creative writing at all, so their degree was in something completely different. I know there was one last year that had a science degree. I can't remember the exact subject, but so you don't necessarily have to have done the MA, but it's also noticeable when whittling the entire set of submissions down to a long list and then a short list that it's noticeable that most of the writers that get through are students of creative writing, and the judging is done anonymously, so we have no idea when we're reading the pieces initially either who's written them or indeed what their background is. So I don't think it's coincidence. So if you're out there listening to this and you fancy writing short stories, trust me, there's a lot of advantages in actually doing it as a studying it as a course.
And what are you looking for when those submissions land on your desk and you pick them up? What are you looking for?
I think we're all looking for slightly different things. I mean, my particular thing is just I have a real bugbear about spelling and grammar. And so if something's just poorly written, I don't even get past the first few paragraphs. Other people will be looking for strong characterisation within the story. I'm talking about stories here as opposed to poetry. Others might be just looking for a strong plot. Some people might be looking for a neat, twisty ending, which sort of makes it a very satisfying sort of beginning, middle and end type of story. So there's all sorts of different things that you look for, really. originality as well. I mean, there were one or two arguments this year about one or two stories where we all thought the plot was very strongly familiar for one reason or another. And so, it's a combination of lots of different things. And different readers take different things from different stories. So, and that's kind of what makes it quite vibrant as a process and as a collection, because we hope that there is literally, to use an old cliche, something for everyone in there.
And a very satisfying read, because you've got flash fiction in there, poetry, short stories, no extracts of novels.
No, everything
in there is self-contained. You can dip in and dip out.
Yep. I mean, the order that we put the stuff in, the pieces in, is pretty random, I have to say. We don't try and analyse it too much. So you don't have to read it from start to finish. You could literally just dip into the middle and, the title might attract you, or the first paragraph might attract you. And obviously poems on a first read are very short. But, of course, the beauty we think of the poems that are in there are the depth within them, so that you read them several times and get a little bit more out of them each time.
Now, you're talking about a we there. We decided. Who is this we? It's you and...
Yeah, there's a committee of half a dozen students. I mean, the number has varied slightly. One or two people have dropped in and out of the process over time for one reason or another. But we work in... So there's five... MA students plus a tutor, Laura Dietz, who says hello, by the way. she's sort of overseen the whole project right from the beginning. It was her idea about, it's 2 years ago now when we first started to talk about it. And she'd had the aim of doing this for quite some time, but no students had ever put their hands up and said, yeah, we'll do it, because it is a lot of work. But 2 years ago, I and two or three others said, yep, okay, we'll do it. And then, of course, once it got started, other people came on board. And so the editorial board are MA students, half a dozen MA students plus a tutor.
And it is very satisfying, not just to see the work in print, but also when you've done a course, to have something at the end to show for it.
Yeah, it is. And in terms of CVs, writers' CVs, I mean, the one thing above all else that you want on your CV is the fact that you've been published or that you've won a competition. And of course, everybody that's in these both of these collections can now put that on their CV and said, this is where this story was first published, which, of course, is a feather in our cap as well. I mean, if any of those writers go on to be big, which is not impossible, then we can say, yep, we found you first.
Well, particularly this area of flash fiction, that's really grown, isn't it? I have to say, I've come to love flash fiction. I was a bit hesitant about it at first, but it can pack a real punch.
Oh, it can, yeah. I mean, funnily enough, I've just been working on one myself in the last couple of days, because there's two competitions for flash fiction, that both of which have deadlines of midnight tonight. So I suddenly got an idea for one then last week. And so I've been frantically trying to sort of hone it to what I think is perfection before I send it off. But of course, the other thing is, with any piece of writing, is that you are never 100% happy with it, no matter how many times you change it and tweak it and fiddle with a word or a sentence. But whether I'll actually get it done good enough, or what I think is good enough, by midnight tonight, I don't know.
Well, good luck. If people want to get hold of Crisp, where can they find it?
Mint last year was sold in Heffer's, Waterstones and the campus bookshop on East Road, John Smith's. Because this is so hot off the press, we haven't actually even got around to walking into any of those bookshops yet and asking them to take a few. But we are confident that it will be in all three bookshops in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
And how much does it cost?
That's a very good question. It's £5.99.
£5.99, you're saying, and that money is ploughed into the project.
Yeah, the university have been incredibly generous. The department and the faculty have put up about £3,000 all told now, towards the publication, marketing and what have you. But obviously the long-term ambition is that we sell enough books and make enough profit so that it can become self-funding.
Well, good luck with that. People can follow you on Twitter at ARU Anthology.
That's
as you're
right.
saying, the books, I'm sure, will be available in Heffer's and Waterstones. And they can just pop into, you can get them in the campus shop.
Yeah, and we're also, we have a Facebook page, Minted Press.
Minted Press.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, good luck.
Thank
good
you
luck
very much.
With it all. Good luck with meeting your deadlines for tonight. How many words have you got to chop it down to?
Oh, no, it's under the 500 limit. It's more a case of getting the balance right between not revealing too much and revealing just enough to make it obvious what's going on.
Well, good luck. Well, yeah, let us know. Thank you, Sean.